It's 2 years to the completion of the Sustainable Development Goals 2025. The goal of quality education to ensure inclusive and equitable quality education for lifelong learning opportunities is happening slowly and experiencing learning poverty in Nigeria. According to the United Nations Education, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, the number of out-of-school children is 20 million as of September 2022. But even that is disputed through the elusive political artistry of elected leaders who may rather have them as legal electorates in an election than in schools.
Shida ranakun aiki.
Shida ranakun aiki.
7 days of the week.
Days of the week.
Bakwai ranakun mako.
Bakwai ranakun mako.
8 is 10 minus 2.
8 is 10 minus 2.
Takwas goma ba biyu kenan.
Promises of basic education for all children have transited from one leader to another across the 36 states of Nigeria as commitment changes before, during, and after elections. In a media interview, former head of service to Kano government, Kabiru Shehu, agrees that Kano had a significant number of out-of-school children.
Government is making preparations as soon as the reports are available. We make preparations to see how we can engage them in school. In fact, government is looking at its 2019 intervention, UBEC intervention, with a view to building classrooms depending on the number of out-of-school children in the allocations. So we allocate classrooms to depending on the number of out-of-school children per... I mean, if you look at the local government, anyone that has more out-of-school children will be given more classrooms so that we can have more of them going into schools.
The Kano State Governor says reform is on the way.
Education sector, we've already made a pronouncement that education in Kano from now is free, compulsory, from basic to secondary education.
The 6-3-3-4 education system has been disrupted, essentially due to the governing differences between leaders and the use of resources to build lifelong opportunities. At this time, sadly, school bells don't need to ring to start or end an academic day for children aged between 5 to 12 years, and sometimes they may never hear the sound of one. Getting children to learn through local solutions, such as radio learning, is a vital part of improvising in the absence of schools, parents, and the availability of quality education. Getting children to learn through local solutions such as radio learning is a vital part of improvising in the absence of schools, parents, and the availability of quality education.
8 is 10 minus 2. Tara daga kese goma. 9 is next to 10. Goma biyar biyu kenan. 10 equals 2, 2 5s. Yara, ina fata kun saurari fassarar nan, kun ji ta sosai.
There are many children we have met. There was a boy we met the other day. He is a mechanic. But what happens is, once it's time for his radio school, he takes a break. He picks up the radio. He learns. He has a notebook and a pen. He notes down things. He sends us text messages because we have a phone number that we always share at the end of every episode. He sends text messages. He can ask questions. So the reality on ground is, because of poverty, many children are unable to actually go to that school. They have to help their parents. They have to earn a living. But introduced school is meeting them at that current reality, at that context, and they're able to learn at IDP camps, in their homes, in the market, in the farm, while cattle rearing. We have children who have called us while cattle rearing, and they are learning. So we are reaching those children that formal education has not just been able to reach. And also, we are able to reach girls. There are many young girls who have been married as young girls, and they are unable to go to school. But because of H Radio School, because they can listen in their homes, they are still learning. So I'll say the second greatest impact is reaching children in far-flung areas who cannot access formal education because of their current reality.
That was Asena Shuaibu, a senior programs officer of ACE Charity, describing the impact of ACE Radio Learning on young children who are learning in new ways while supporting the family. For parents, questions such as, why should a child be in school, is often answered with, how can they be in school?
Parents want their children to learn because parents were calling us, thanking us. Parents who didn't even go to school themselves, thanking us for creating an avenue for their children to learn. They can see the progress in their children. This means that if the quality of education is good enough, parents will send their children to school. But because it's not, and because it's not free, there's actually no free education. That's not what the government says. Parents still have to pay for uniform, exam fees. They have some people.
Okay, so what's the impact since you started ACE Radio now? What do you think is the impact on...
Wow. Like, we've witnessed a lot of impact. We've done several studies, we've published articles. We said one of the main impacts we've actually witnessed is that we've been able to dispel the false myths around Western education, the false beliefs around Western education. So I'm saying that one of the things we have to understand is the history of Western education in the North. You know, North, they are more Muslim populated, right? And then when these schools came, they came in as missionary schools. If you remember, when schools came, the Western education, they came in as missionary schools. So, of course, Muslims were scared of sending their children to Western schools because they were scared of their children being converted. So now, us teaching through radio, and one thing is we teach in their local language. Parents are hearing us teach. They're hearing us teach their children. Parents are learning along with their children. And in that way, they are understanding that there's no propaganda. One of the biggest achievements that we can say we have seen. Because now you see parents wanting to send their children to formal schools because they are able to dispel those false myths that they have.
The opposing realities to in-school education due to insecurity have kept some parents in northern Nigeria on the run from insurgents, and in some other instances, held children as captives of terrorists, with open cases such as the Chibok Girls, Canary Boys, and many more. Are there more local solutions to alternative teaching methods to augment identified and unresponsive gaps in the delivery of basic education? Yes, I believe we need to find more to save children from an age of illiteracy as basic education remains in transit. I am Femi D. Amele. This documentary is supported by UTOP and Malala Foundation.